Productivity tips for the home-based business owner. Working from home may sound like a luxury, and it is if you have a clear guideline of how to get your work done without letting the pleasures of your home get in the way. You have all heard of the saying, "Do not mix business with pleasure," right? This article will show you just how working from home can make you relax on your job and give you 5 productivity tips for the home business owner. 1. Schedule your time. Working from home can make you get your eyes off the prize very easily, especially since you are your own boss. No rush, no answering to nobody, such freedom, right? Don't put this mentality in your head. Make a to-do list for every day beforehand and try your best to meet it. Waking up early in the morning at a set time and getting the basic tasks done is a very good way of getting you into a working mood. Remember, you are not a monopoly. 2. Customize your house. There is no place better than home. The place you kick back and relax at the end of the day, right? That's true, and as such, you should not view your home as a home but as a workplace. Try to get a place in your house and customize it to look and feel like an office. You can make use of one of the extra rooms if any, or clear out the basement as long as you are away from the tempting pleasures like the entertainment set. Also, behave like people in ordinary jobs do. Dress up for work, get to your office on time, and have a schedule on when doing what. 3. Be money-oriented. You may be wondering why I would advise you to be money-oriented when the main goal of working is to get money. It is not uncommon to hear people talk about how they can't wait to get out of work. It is like they are imprisoned. This should not be the case for you, especially since there is no one supervising you. Be intent on making more and more money, and every time you make some more you will feel that the work has paid off, and that way you won't relax on the job. Also, develop a passion for the job to not feel like a prisoner. 4. Make a deal with your family. As long as you are working at home, you will have a lot of interaction with your family. However, try to make them understand that you are on a real job even if it is from home. They must respect your time. There, however, may be young kids who simply can't understand this. In that case, try to get a nanny for them to get their attention from you. 5. Give yourself some time off. All work and no play make John a dull boy. Take some time off to refresh your mind and clear your head so you can resume your job with replenished energy. This way you will offer better services, making your customers feel more satisfied and build your reputation. The last thing you want is to get burned out. Try these 5 productivity tips for the home business owner and see your business improve. 5 productivity tips and tools to help you get more done. While everyone strives so hard to be more productive at work or any other place, very few have mastered the art and the techniques of getting more done quite easily. Most people spend countless hours troubling themselves on what to do, yet there are some tools that can make it possible to increase the productivity at work. Starting with the simple tools like keeping to-do lists to the complex ones like listening to classical music, it is possible to just achieve more at work. The techniques work immensely well and one can take one step after another until you get to the top. They are quite easy, practical, and very effective. Here are some of them. 1. Get to be more organized. Though this can seem to be a normal thing, organized people get more done so easily. It requires that you get to analyze your techniques of working and see if they help you achieve more in a day or not. This can be achieved by finding out what technique works best for you. It is more profitable to use the tools that are at your disposal wisely and set some guidelines on how you do things. For instance, you can have a guideline of how you respond to mails and which mails you respond to. 2. Replan your meetings. Using your calendar to its maximum is one of the ways to get the best in your work. Try to rethink how you do your meetings and reschedule some things so as to give you time to prepare. For instance, if you have meetings running throughout the day, then you can reduce the time of each meeting from 1 hour to 50 minutes or from 30 to 25 minutes. This will give you time to prepare for the next one and get in when you are ready. 3. Design a stop to-do list. Almost everyone has a to-do list, which is a good thing. But one needs to have something else that is not quite popular. There are some things that you do in the office that are not that important and you are always planning to stop doing them. You need to have a stop to-do list. This list should show the things that you should not do and how to stop them. A serious emphasis on this tool and technique can see one reduce the time wasted and spend it doing important things. In the event, this will ensure that more is done. 4. Using Pomodoro timers. A Pomodoro timer is a tool used by many people who seek to increase the amount of work done. This tool creates breaks in between your work to make sure that the level of productivity is increased. Those who use it always takes a 25-minute sprint working, then take 3 to 5 minute break, then back to work. The techniques ensure that you maximize your concentration, then take a break to allow the brain to cool off. It is a very effective tool for increasing productivity. 5. Automate some things. If it is possible to automate those things that you can be automated to save the time and use it to do other things. Some of the things one can automate include social media posting, email marketing tools, and many other things. Using some automation software like HubSpot is one of the most effective ways of increasing how much you can do at work. At the end of the day, using some of these tools and techniques is the best way to go about increasing the amount of work done. They are the simplest, easiest, and most effective tools that anyone can apply. One thing about them is that it is not hard to learn them, and they simply do not require rocket science to make them work. This is to say that they are applicable to anyone and anywhere. 5 tips to making the most out of Evernote. Evernote is a magnificent tool that lets you keep track of almost anything and everything that could be presented as digital information. Yes, it makes life a lot easier if you have a virtual assistant do things for you, but that's only possible when you know how to use it. Don't get lost in the tech maze of Evernote. These 5 tips will help you use it best. 1. You need to know the shortcuts. Shortcuts will help you create a new note without you having to leave your current application. For instance, if you are on Mac OS X, you can use the shortcut CMD Ctrl N to create a new note without leaving the application you happen to be using. In the case of Windows, the shortcut would be Ctrl Alt N. If you want to search for something that's inside Evernote, a quick Shift Win F would pull up Evernote to the foreground and let you search anything you want immediately. In the case of Mac, the shortcut's going to be CMD Ctrl E. A full list of Mac and Windows shortcuts are just a Google search away. Learn them and you can begin using Evernote like a pro. 2. Use it as your second address book. Of course, you got your phone address book to work as your contact manager, and you can definitely sync that with your computer to use it more efficiently, but there are people out there you touch base with far less frequently, right? Use Evernote to keep your address book clutter-free and keep track of conversations with your PR people, your potential clients, or just people you don't converse with frequently. How to do that? Tag your messages in your contacts folder with keywords that would help you remember contacts later on. Simple. You could also scan business cards and sync them into Evernote. It'll use character recognition to identify your contacts so you can find someone just through their business cards. 3. Use the favorites bar. If you have something that you need to pull up pretty often, like a sales performance sheet, a rate chart, or anything similar, you could just create a note and add it to the Evernote favorites bar in your browser. This feature really makes this easier. However, there's one caveat. This is available only to Windows and Mac 10.7 or later users. The earlier versions of Mac don't gel with this feature for some unknown reason. 4. Choose local notebook. Worried about going over quota because you have large files? Don't worry. You can still use Evernote. You just need to create a local folder for the application that won't be synced. Choose the local notebook option instead of synchronized notebook option when creating the new folder, and you won't overshoot your quota. However, this feature is not available with a web service version of Evernote. 5. Share your notebooks. This feature is widely underutilized, but if used could save you the trouble of sending over information repeatedly to those whom you want to share it with. Depending on your platform, you could easily share folders with the rest of the world and even allow them to modify information at the click of a button, without you having to send over the same stuff repeatedly to different users. Platform-based information on how to do that is available on the Evernote blog. The above 5 tips are definitely going to make you like Evernote more and use it to your advantage. 10 quick productivity hacks you don't want to miss. Staying productive all the time is a difficult challenge for many people. If you are normally unsatisfied with your productivity, these 10 productivity hacks can help you improve. 1. Do something you are passionate about. This is arguably the most important productivity hack. If you do what you believe in, you will have all the motivation to accomplish it. Your whole mind will be on the task, so you are likely to put in more hours to achieve the best. 2. Be an early riser, sleep early too. Mornings are normally the most peaceful times of the day, free from the normal hustles and bustles. This is the best time to accomplish your most important tasks since your mind is still fresh. Early risers also tend to be a step ahead of the rest since they have already settled by the time the day starts. Sleeping early helps you get enough rest in order to rise up early and fresh for the next day. 3. Organize your day before you start it, and evaluate it at the end. Before you start your day, Identify all the activities you need to accomplish. Create a to-do list, organize them according to priority and estimate the length of time it would take to accomplish each. The biggest challenge to this is that some tasks tend to pop up during the day, hence interfering with your schedule. Try always to deal with the most important tasks first. Finally, before you leave, evaluate your accomplishments for the day and areas that need improvement. Don't just make a to-do list, make sure you stick to it. 4. Avoid unnecessary distractions. As much as possible, avoid things and requests that derail from you accomplishing your goals. Here are a few tips on how to avoid them. Learn to politely decline tasks or requests that do not add up to your goals. Avoid unplanned meetings as much as possible. Stay away from your phone, put it on silent mode or switch it off completely. Work offline or avoid the internet, whenever possible. 5. Delegate and outsource. If you are poor in doing something, chances are there is someone out there who is good at doing the same. Besides, you should avoid huge tasks which can be broken down and shared. Share that and it will be accomplished efficiently without you being overstrained. 6. Embrace healthy living. Healthy living involves the uptake of proper nutrition and regular exercising, which results in proper breakdown of fats into energy, else all fats will be stored as body fat. A healthy person has higher energy levels, hence is more productive. 7. Take regular breaks. Productivity is not the length of hours you have worked, but what you have achieved. You cannot work optimally the whole period of time, therefore, you need to create breaks to allow you to re-energize. 8. Clear your workspace. Clearing your workspace, including the number of open windows on your computer and files on your desk, minimizes distractions, hence allows you to focus on one task at a time. 9. Start with the most difficult tasks. Getting the most difficult jobs out of your way first in the morning will help you reduce procrastination and focus on other issues. 10. Create time for routine tasks. Create a specific time when you do your routine jobs, like checking your mails, accessing your emails and social media. This way you avoid wasting time doing these tasks at different times during the day. If you follow these steps, you are likely to find yourself happier and more productive. How to create your own mastermind group. According to Napoleon Hill, a mastermind group consists of two or more people that work in perfect harmony for the attainment of a definite purpose. Think and Grow Rich, Tribeca Books, 2013. The very foremost thing that you must understand is that a mastermind group is a combination of just two or more people working with the spirit of harmony and cooperation to meet a distinctive goal in a particular business and attain success. There are innumerable ways to start a mastermind group. I hate all those roundabouts regulations, and so decided to come up with some precise and crystal clear lists that you can follow to create a mastermind group of your own. I selection of group members. The members that you select for the group must have the following: right attitude and commitment towards the business. Each one of them has some specialized field of expertise and experiences. All of them must believe in action rather than just discussions. Exposure to internet and online marketing must be an added benefit. 2. Steps for creating the group. Step by invitation, create an invitation card specifying the aim of your group. Make it clear that you will be glad if only the participant thinks that he can contribute towards the business goal. Step 2 meeting, organize a meeting to explain and clarify the aim of the mastermind group. Step 3 agenda, discuss the agenda with the members and make sure everybody says something about it. Step 4 commitments, ensure that every member of the group assures dedication, confidentiality and on-time performances to the established goals. Step 5 get together, by the end of the meeting, arrange some friendly games and meal to create the feeling of togetherness. 3. List of actions of the mastermind group. Make the right strategy for the success of respective business and enlist the following in your agenda. Holding accountability of the business. Sharing all the necessary contacts. Sharing of different expertises. Sharing of fresh perspectives. Asking for greater questions for success. Helping the business to think out of the box. Sharing relevant resources. Encouraging and supporting business participants. 4. 5 points for successful launching of mastermind group. Point 1. To agree over definite aim of attaining profitable business. All the selected members must accept this single aim of business success and must believe that every action should be in favor of it. Point 2. Make sure that everyone gets the benefits. Check regularly about the performances and participations of the group members. 3. Foster respects for all the group members and always create room for discussion for every suggestion. Ask for practical ways to meet the particular plan. 4. Maintain absolute harmony among the group members. There should be the understanding that business profitability and success are the keys to any proceeding and personal egos should not be entertained. 5. Build positive polarity and trust among the group members. Create enough bonding among the members so that no one will leave the group if his/her words are not followed. If you can follow these points, there cannot be any stoppage to your success. How to get back up when you have failed. Failing is only temporary, however, the thought of getting back up after a failure may not be easy. You need to motivate yourself to stand again from a huge fall in business or in your career. Similar to a child who is learning to walk, he tries to get up again to take another chance. Life should be understood that way too. Failure is part of growing, so do not use it as an excuse to give up on your dreams. No one is excused when it comes to failure. Every person has his own share of ups and downs, therefore, giving up is not the answer. In life, we have to keep trying until we reach our goals or ambitions, until we attain success. The next time you feel defeated, remember these tips on how to get back up when you have failed. Accepting your mistakes. Our life is not a system of instructions. We commit mistakes at one time and we have to learn from them to avoid the same circumstances in the future. So, it is wrong to consider yourself as a mistake or a struggle, because it is you who have the power to shape your future. No matter how messy your life is in the past, you still have the future in your hands from which you can start anew. What will happen tomorrow is all up to you. Discover the blessings intended for you. We feel sad when we do not get what we really want. However, we have to view the situation on the bright side. Perhaps, it is not really intended for you because a wonderful blessing or better opportunity waits for you ahead. You just have to reevaluate some things which you have overlooked in the past. Blessings comes in different packages, you just need to exert more effort to discover which one is intended for you. Consider failure as one step closer to success. Sometimes the problem is we view failure and success as opposite ends of the platform, which is a wrong. The truth is failure is part of a long-term process to achieve success. When you fail, you are somewhere nearer to your goal. You just have to look around and reassess what caused your fall or mistake. The more lessons you realize, the more clues you will find out on how you will be able to succeed in your next attempt. Certainly, with your next attempt you will achieve the right answer and celebrate its discovery as if your failure never existed. So, just continue chasing your dreams, you never know, you are one step closer to success. Tolerate the pain of trials with a positive outlook. Life can be painful when we make mistakes or fail in our endeavors. Nevertheless, the pain does not take forever. You just have to bear with the adjustments or sufferings to make it through the storm. In our life's journeys, it is normal to encounter tribulations and trying times to achieve our goals. Thus, a positive outlook can always help us lighten the burden of making it through the troubles we have to take to reach our goals. Go on, though, life is not that easy. Success is a long journey. Though you are not in the place you want to be today, it does not mean you would not reach it one day. The key is to keep the determination and never quit, although there are instances that some things do not work out as planned. Simplify things and get rid of the non-essentials, it will lead you to the right solutions, the right decisions and right words that will pave way to victory. Today you may feel better, tomorrow you may suffer from few aches or have the worst day ever, but life is still beautiful despite its imperfectness. Go on forward, get back up when you fall. More blessings are coming down your way as you press on towards the future. How to motivate yourself when you're in a slump. All of us go through slumps in our lives. If someone said that he has never had any downs in his life, then we would know that he is lying. It is okay to have downs in life. But what is not okay is if we stay in that slump, and worse, if we do not do anything about it. I can almost hear you say that it is easier said than done. Yes. That is correct, with a small variation. It is easier done than said. Let us see how that is possible. The first and the foremost is our attitude. If we always keep a positive attitude, then half our job is done. The right attitude is the fuel and the catalyst for self-motivation. We can always control and direct our attitude towards positive things, even when the circumstances around us cannot be controlled by us. Once we have a positive attitude, we can start doing things to boost our confidence. Lack of confidence has the potential to make the slump even worse. This comes when we don't appreciate what we have and always think of what we want and why we cannot get it. This becomes a spiral and finally we land in a pit. Instead, if we try concentrating on all the good things we have, goals that we have achieved and the strengths that we have gained in the past, we can boost our confidence to face the present. Now that we have the right attitude and we have gained our confidence, the next thing would be to have a set of achievable goals. It is very important to set ourselves achievable goals that can be measured by tangible results. We would not want to set a goal that says I will become the president of my country in the next 3 months, fully knowing well that it is not possible. Once we have these goals, then automatically we will also define the actions to execute, to get through with the goals. Now we have a purpose to our lives. We know what we need to do in the next 3 or 6 months. Our brain starts tuning itself to these goals and starts planning a course of action. In short, it becomes active in a positive way. We were in a slump a while ago, then we regained our confidence and now we have a goal and a set of actions to achieve that goal. That is quite a progress. Is it not? We have gained momentum from nothing. Now we need to sustain that momentum so that we can continue to be self-motivated and out of that slump forever. That seems to be a hard task, you would think. Not anymore, after we see what simple steps we can take to sustain the motivated state of mind that we are in. We should make sure that we are surrounded by good people who radiate positive energy. We should always keep learning and stay positive, stop thinking and act more, track our progress so that we will know when to put that extra effort and when to relax and above all, help others, as that would give us immense satisfaction which would in turn motivate us to stay motivated. How to stop procrastinating and start doing in 3 easy steps. Procrastinating is the act of delaying an action with no apparent reason. Many people are affected by this and all they do have is excuses and not actual reasons for failing to do something. When you find that you are procrastinating, you need to find out why and work out a plan to get things done. It is true that there is a lot of mental anguish, stress and pain that comes from procrastinating on an issue that you know needs to be dealt with immediately. The first step to bring an end to procrastination is to make commitments and stick to it. By acting on it, you leave less time to worry or be scared about failure of your endeavors. In order to do so, you can make use of 3 simple steps in order to keep you on track. 3 steps to end procrastination. First, you need to make a list of activities that you intend to accomplish or complete each day. You should also include the goals that you have for this particular day. For instance, you may need to start a new blog for an idea that you have had for a while. You may have failed to do this due to the fact a previous blog you started did not have as much traffic as you expected. It could be that the blog did not get the intended message you expected out there. You need to learn from the mistakes that the previous blog had in order for you to create a new blog and correct the mistakes. By accomplishing the task at the end of the day or at the end of the week, you will have killed the habit of procrastinating an action that is essential in your life to be accomplished. The list does not have to include only one activity. You may want to include all the activities that you have been procrastinating and give yourself a time limit that is attainable. Secondly, you need to ensure that the list of activities are attainable. You may have been procrastinating a number of issues that may require some time to complete. Ensure you are realistic in the time limit that you set to accomplish the tasks listed. This will reduce the anxiety that may arise due to having little time to accomplish too many things at once. It also gives you a comfortable pace with which to do the tasks. You will find that this will reduce the guilt that comes from not accomplishing what you set out to do. Third, ensure that you make use of your planner effectively in order to ensure that your goals are met at the duration with which they are meant to be. You should also ensure you have a lot of breaks within the schedule you have planned. Breaks are essential for procrastinator. Breaks are a great motivator as the procrastinator is looking forward to that time when they will relax. This will prevent you from getting the urge to procrastinate the task again. In case you have a deadline to complete a certain task, ensure that you start the task earlier in order to have enough time on your hands to complete it. Finally, ensure that you follow these 3 steps with a lot of discipline. Ensure you adhere to the planner and you are assured that the procrastination habit will come to a complete stop.